Adventure 2. After finding out where the dwarves had disappeared to, the party camped out in one of the abandoned dwarven bedrooms before moving back to the mineshaft. Plunging downwards, the party traveled 4 miles, rapidly leaving the worked area of the mineshaft and reaching the natural caverns of the Underdark. Walking through the seemingly endless darkness, the party finally stumbled upon a large, natural cavern, and were summarily ambushed by archers within the darkness. Ulfgar charged forward, as others cast multiple defensive magics, and quickly moved within sight of the attackers. They were large, humanoid bats. Ashram and Ulfgar peppered them with crossbow bolts and arrows, respectively, while Gelb, Melder, and Magnarus blasted them with spells. More of the bat creatures jumped down from a ledge above, and began to attack Ulfgar with strange staff weapons, while arrows continued to rain down from above. More spells and arrows from the party quickly slayed the beasts on the ground, however, the ones on the ledge retreated upwards, just in time to escape Magnarus's blade barrier. Fluffy, Charis Familiar, flew up and found that a rope was hanging from an opening in the ceiling. Refusing to enter himself, Fluffy returned to Charis's shoulder as Ulfgar, invisible, climbed up the rope. At the top he found 2 remaining bat creatures, and both began attacking them. Letting go of the rope, Ulfgar fell, turning into a hawk, as he did. Melder launched a fireball up into the room, while Ashram began climbing along the walls towards the opening. Suddenly, one of the bat creatures called down, "I give up. Don't kill me." After a brief amount of distrust, the bat creature descended down the rope. It came from a city deeper into the Underdark, which it simply called the Enclave. He admitted he was a slaver, and had recently enslaved a number of dwarves. Sensing his lifespan growing increasingly short, as Belkis began complaining about being hungry, the slaver suddenly released an ear-splitting scream, stunning Char, Magnarus, and Ulfgar. Then turning about, he bounded down the ledge and began to run on all fours for the end of the cavern. Horkan and Gelb fired after him, but he made it to the end of the hall and escaped. Meanwhile, Ashram had entered into the room at the top of the rope, and found 3 prisoners against the wall. 2 humans and another bat creature, all unconscious and bound by chains. Picking the locks holding the humans in place and slitting the throat of the unconscious bat, he then turned to the pile of equipment and money in the corner of the room, and started dumping it out of the hole. As the Magnarus came to, he activated his winged boots and flew up the hole into the room above, intending to heal any prisoners up there. Gelb meanwhile hopped onto his carpet of flying and flew after the slaver, Ulfgar in hot pursuit in hawk form. Ulfgar rounded the corner in time to see Gelb hop down from his carpet and systematically mutilate the dead slaver, stabbing it repeatedly with his sword, which seemed to faintly glow a deep, blood red. Magnarus healed the 2 humans, who revealed themselves as Gekker and Chin, a pair of adventurers captured by the slavers. As to the identity and fate of the enslaved bat, no one seemed to care. Gathering their belonging from the equipment now lying dented and scratched on the ledge 80 feet below, the group, now 2 members larger, gathered together and proceeded deeper into the Underdark. More miles passed, as the group trudged through the darkness, and Horkan guessed the party's overall depths, as several miles under the ground. And then the party discovered the city. Situated in an immense cavern, the city was wrecked, with all of its buildings lying in rubble and buried under piles of rock. Except for 1 building seemingly left mostly intact towards the center of the city. Approaching, the party saw evidence of markings once there but long worn away. The doorway was open, the doors seemingly having rotted into nothing, but the entire building was tilting at an extreme angle. After a brief discussion, the party entered. A short stairway led to a raised area, while the northern side of the building seemed to be completely flooded. Detecting magic, Melder and Horkan moved towards the water, and were caught completely off guard by the 2 creatures within. Large hulking crustacean-like monsters with tentacles hanging from their mouth, they emerged from the water with their claws snapping forward towards Melder and Horkan. Chin struck one with his stunning fist, causing it to stop, while the other one struck Melder. Jumping in the way, however, Horkan placed himself in the way of the beast's claw and was grabbed. Suddenly 3 more bat creatures attacked, 2 coming from on top of the stairs and the 3rd utilizing a pathway to the right of the group. Unleashing bone-shattering screams, they quickly wounded several party members. Melder, Char, Gelb, and Magnarus quickly unleashed spells, blasting the batmen, while Gekker moved forward and quickly cut the creature holding Horkan to pieces. Chin engaged the other crustacean and wounded it severely. Several more spells, combined with Ashram and Ulfgar's bolts and arrows, fell to other bat creatures, the 3rd turning and running back up the stairs. Healing momentarily, the party followed, with Char in the lead. Suddenly, a trapdoor opened underneath of Char and she plunged downward into water. Thinking fast, she incanted an altar self, and grew a pair of gills to allow her to breath. Safer, she began to look about, seeking escape. Meanwhile, up top the trapdoor Char had fell through had been propped open by Melder. Underneath was simply a small pit, however. Gelb flew down on his carpet and began to seek some hidden passageway. Finding that the floor of the pit was another trapdoor, Gelb opened it, using one of Melder's pitons to hold it that way. Char, seeing a small amount of light, swam forward and began to push on the strange object blocking her escape. Gelb, feeling something clawing on his carpet, quickly flew up. Realizing it was only Char, he dove back down and pulled her up. After seeing that she was fine, the party asked if anything had been down there. Char explained she hadn't really looked around, and suddenly decided to head back in. Swimming about, she moved towards some bones in the southern end of the room when suddenly something large hit the door leading out. Realizing that being alone underwater with something else, possibly a big something else, was not a safe place to be, Char quickly left with Gelb again. Seeing the danger of any more pit traps, Ashram moved forward and easily found 2 more. Stepping cautiously around, the party entered a large room with two more bat creatures standing towards the center. Behind them were a large number of bat creatures, lizard men, and dwarves, chained together and digging through rubble. Holding their arms open, the bat creatures called out in their peaceful intentions, inviting the group into the room. Giving them general directions to the enclave, they seemed eager to make the party leave. However, as they began to abuse the slaves, the party became hostile, with Jelm suddenly releasing a lightning bolt, zapping several prisoners, while he was at it. The two bat creatures barely had time to react, as Ashram deftly shot two bolts through one of the creature's eyes and Melder held the other. That was when the beholder floated up from the stairwell leading down. Deutschmarx attempted to call game a night. Players righted. Deutschmarx laid smack down. The beholder quickly began to spin about, raise firing in all directions. Decker collapsed to the ground sleeping, while Char began exclaiming that it was her friend and to leave it alone. Chin snapped the neck of the held bat, while Ulfgar was turned to stone and Ashram began to float into the air. Jelb launched an acid arrow and Ashram shot the beholder with several bolts, just before Char ran forward and turned it invisible. Ashram was dropped from 20 feet in the air. Decker woke suddenly, before the beholder's death ray killed him, while Melder and Horkan turned invisible, by spell and potion. Following their example, Ashram downed his own potion of invisibility, while Chin rushed forward to engage Char in combat, attempting to stun her. Ashram moved forward and struck Char in the back of the head with a poison dagger, while Chin continued to pound on her, pummeling her into unconsciousness. What is it with monks and attacking their own party members? Jelb suddenly turned to stone, and besides the slaves, the only people in the room seemed to be Magnarus and Chin. Suddenly Melder, having casted a sea invisibility, launched a cone of cold at the beholder, catching it full on. Freezing completely, it plummeted to the ground, where it landed upon several of the slaves. So things aren't looking too good for the group. Two stoned party members, one dead. In addition, nearly everyone is down a lot of spells. Hope all of those slaves are really 20th level clerics in disguise, eh?